So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y hoy haré las veces de teniente, cargo que ostenta el segundo de a bordo en un barco pirata. Esta noche seré la mano derecha de Little Steven, dispuestos a poner rumbo a la Isla Tortuga. No te preocupes, no nos hemos vuelto locos. Resulta que tenemos por delante un show en el que recordaremos la historia de las radios piratas. Bueno, eso y alguna cosita más relacionado con piratas, seguro. Pero de momento nos pondremos firmes para recibir en cubierta a nuestro amado capitán. Hola, Little Castaways, Liar Liar, sonando en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Buenas noches.
Before us, Black Bart's Articles of Understanding, the Pirate Code of 1719. Every man shall have an equal vote in affairs of the moment. If any man shall rob another, he shall have his nose and ears slit and be put ashore. None shall game for money, either with dice or cards. The lights and candles should be put out at 8 at night, and if any of the crew desire to drink after that hour, they shall sit upon the open deck without lights. Each man shall keep his piece, cutlass, and pistols at all times clean and ready for action. No boy or woman should be allowed amongst them. If any man shall be found seducing any of the latter sex and carrying her to sea in disguise, he shall suffer death. He that shall desert the ship or his quarters in time of battle shall be punished by death or marooning. None shall strike another on board the ship, but every man's quarrel shall be ended on shore by sword or pistol. Every man who shall become a cripple or lose a limb shall have 800 pieces of 8 from the common stock, and for lesser hurts, proportionately. The captain and the quartermaster shall receive 2 shares of a prize, the master gunner and boatswain 1.5 shares, all other officers 1.25, and private gentlemen of fortune 1 share each. The men shall have the right to rest on the Sabbath, on all other days, by favor only. We celebrate Pirate Radio. We are the Underground Garage Pirate Radio. Hey, man, some of my best friends are pirates.
Little games are for little boys. I'm growing up and changing all my toys. Aeroplanes, motor cars, goldfish, and old jam jars. I just don't play these games no more. Little games are for little boys. Loving games are for bigger boys. Parties in Chelsea flats, mixing with kinky cats.
guitar games, I wanna play some more. Ooh, what they're doing to me, darling, it's so plain to see. My temperature's rising, but that's not surprising when you do what you do to me. Little games are for little boys. I found out there are other joys. Margaret, Josephine, Susie, and Catherine, they help me in my little games. Doing to me, darling, it's so plain to see. My temperature's rising, but that's not surprising when you do what you do to me. Little games are for little boys. I found out there are other joys. Margaret, Josephine, Susie, and Catherine, they help.
Says a jumping Jehoshaphat, big blonde baby. I know it's got to be. Yes, and Daisy Finley, she was so divine. Barra down and beg her to be mine, oh mine. I held her tight. Good night, I says, jumping Jehoshaphat, big blonde baby. Jumping Jehoshaphat, big blonde baby.
I still don't get the scene.
It's very simple. Every time I turn on the radio, I hear teenage music. Every time I turn on TV, I see a teenage show. All day and all night, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I hate that horrible noise. I hate, you understand? I hate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do not say that!
Sorry about that.
Okay. So I figure if I could get my hands on the leaders of this music, I could kill it forever.
Yeah, boss, but you'd have to...
Exactly. Oh, I cannot wait. I can feel their noisy, pulsating throats between my hands.
Kramer, and you're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, playing the coolest songs ever.
We'll be right back. Hello, Captain. You sent for us?
Yes. How'd you find that patient in 66?
Under the bed.
How'd you find the patient in 72?
Up on a chandelier.
What'd you do for him?
Nothing. What'd you ever do for us?
What are you working here for?
Our duty and humanity.
Started the show with some classic Minneapolis garage rock. It don't get no better than the Castaways' Liar Liar, written and sung by keyboard player Jimmy Donna. And we started our first set with the Yardbirds, title track from Little Games, the only Yardbirds album with Jimmy Page as lead guitar player. We all played pirate games growing up, didn't we? I'm still doing it. Me and Johnny Depp. Sometimes we do it from a boat. Sometimes we do it from a hot tub. It's getting harder all the time. First Pandora's record in 29 years. Kim Shattuck is singing now. Get it from burgerrecords.com. And there's the real pirates. Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Named after, of course, William Captain Kidd. Who I was about to do a break on. Except this story was so depressing, I decided not to. Captain Kidd wasn't really a pirate. Well, we'll tell the story someday, but really, it was a drag, man. He sort of like got a bum rap and got strung up for no particular reason. Anyway, Big Blonde Baby. We played the previously unissued version, which we thought was cooler, from the classic and rare Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Detroit's got plenty of pirates, I tell you that, not the least of which are the Romantics. And they've seen a frilly shirt or two in their time, I'll tell you. Wally, Jimmy, and Mikey, When I Look in Your Eyes, from 1980, that thing sounds brand new, doesn't it?
Love a man. The latest from Jimi Hendrix, he just keeps cranking them out. And I hope it never stops. Yeah, Jimmy wrote it, produced it, did it with the Band of Gypsies, Buddy Miles and Billy Cox. The album is Both Sides of the Sky.
And the Turtles, performing Warren Zevon's coolest song, Outside Chance, 1966. Howard Kalin and Mark Volman, who were the homeliest rock and roll stars ever until the Knickerbockers.
They were very glad the Knickerbockers came along. Just kidding. You are listening to 21st Century Pirate Radio, and I am the Razzouli.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hoy hemos izado la bandera pirata para conocer un poco más de cerca la historia de las radios piratas. Un buen comienzo sería recordar al señor Ronan O'Rahilly, un empresario irlandés artífice de crear Radio Caroline, una emisora de radio pirata que emitía para Inglaterra desde aguas internacionales a bordo de un barco. La idea es cierta que no fue original suya, ya habían tenido lugar otros proyectos similares, como por ejemplo Radio Verónica o Radio Luxemburgo. Ronan O'Rahilly, sin embargo, era dueño de su propio sello discográfico, pero dado el monopolio de la BBC para transmitir música y también de sus limitadas propuestas, decidió que debía ser él mismo quien hiciera sonar lo que grababa. De ahí el origen de Radio Caroline en 1964. ¡Dale, maestro!
From the ultra-conservative 1950s, the cult of the teenager was born. In England, Teddy Boys would copy the fashion of American gangster movies and dance to American rock and roll and rhythm and blues, fueled by speed pills and post-war frustration. The only place they could hear it was Sunday afternoon and Saturday morning on the BBC, hosted by elders in as condescending a manner as possible. Or, late at night, they could pick up Radio Luxembourg, fading in and out and playing 1 minute of each song. We had fabulous AM radio in America since the early 50s, but overseas there was like nothing. Along comes an Irish maniac named Ronan O'Rahilly, who we'll talk more about in a minute. He buys a ship, parks it outside the legal limit, and pirate radio is born Easter Sunday, March 29th, 1964. He and a handful of crazy DJs would broadcast what we would call the British Invasion, back to Britain. The Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks, the Animals, the Who, the Yardbirds, the Hollies, the Searchers, the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, would all be encouraged by hearing their records on the radio. Pirate radio, beginning with Radio Caroline, was the missing link between the past and the future. And the revolution was on.
Love and good music, Radio Caroline. Come on.
Urgent warning. All of England appears to be infested with a strange new plant that can inflict a fatal sting. It is also rumored that this plant can uproot itself and move about. If you are blind, stay indoors. If you can see, keep a constant lookout. We will return to the air with further bulletins. Stay tuned to this wavelength.
Presley of the Trogs, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Bye. So I'm asking you, in the name of all that's sacred to the free world, for the sake of those of us who are stemming that vicious, slimy tide of totalitarianism, for those of us who stand with our backs against the wall and our fingers in the dike, I'm asking you, if you love your country, give me one little peek.
Up when I know that you're there, yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm a real. Any glad rags? Something fancy? An evening gown?
A very old one.
Well, come on, get it on. We'll go out and do some celebrating.
What'll we be celebrating, Rocky?
All this. You don't get on the front pages every day.
You don't get away from the cops every day, Rocky.
You do if you're smart.
Anytime at all.
You need somebody to love, just look into my eyes. I'll be there to make you feel right. If you're feeling sorry and sad, I'd really sympathize. Don't you be sad, just call me tonight. The sun has faded away, I'll try to make it shine. There is nothing I won't do. When you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be mine. Call me tonight and I'll come to you.
Started with the Rolling Stones, she said, yeah. Larry Williams, one of the five artists, as I recall, covered by both the Stones and the Beatles. Different songs, of course, except in the case of Barrett Strong. Money being the only song both the Beatles and Stones both covered. That's right, I Want to Be Your Man was not a cover by the Beatles.
Get Radical, Dolly Rott's new single. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com. Kelly Ogden and Luis Cabezas wrote it, and John Fields and Luis produced it.
Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band, produced by the very sexy Brendan O'Brien, who provides free corn pone and grits at every session to get everybody in that southern kind of rock and roll mood. Magic is the album. You'll Be Coming Down, former coolest song in the world. The tragically underrated Reg Presley, and the Trogs with A Girl Like You, with tragically underrated Chris Britton on guitar.
We Are Magic from RSO, Richie Sambora and Orianti, two great guitar players and singers, produced by Bob Rock. Get it from rsoofficial.com. Living in the USA from Michael DeBar, brand new single. He produced it. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
And one of the five, I think it was, outtakes from Hard Day's Night. Any time at all, outtakes other bands could have careers with, right? It's all about pirate radio tonight, and we're broadcasting from outside the legal limit, baby. The legal limit of your mind.
Esto es Little Steven's Underground Garage. Volvemos en un segundo en Rock FM.
Somos Rock FM.
Solo de un concierto. Sí. Se trata de vivir toda una experiencia. Rock FM te trae a Roger Waters en España. El fundador y alma de Pink Floyd, rodeado de los grandes iconos en la historia de la música. Los cerdos que vuelan, el muro y clásicos que han marcado tu vida. 13 y 14 de abril en Barcelona, 24 y 25 de mayo en Madrid. Un espectáculo de imagen y sonido como nunca has visto antes. Entradas ya a la venta en LiveNation.es, Ticketmaster y El Corte Inglés. Por fin, Roger Waters en nuestro país. Con Rock FM.
Esto es Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Ronan O'Rahilly no fue solo uno de los precursores de las radios piratas en Inglaterra, también ejerció como representante de artistas como, por ejemplo, el actor George Lazenby, quien interpretó a James Bond en la película El Servicio de Su Majestad en 1969. Aunque esta última parte no sé si debería ser destacada, y es que resulta que O'Rahilly desaconsejó a Lazenby que firmara un contrato para filmar 6 películas de James Bond porque decía que ya no estaba de moda. Algo por lo que Roger Moore debe estar profundamente agradecido. Entre otras facetas, Ronan O'Rahilly también ejerció como productor cinematográfico, función que le llevó a trabajar con John Lennon y Yoko Ono en el proyecto Two Virgins. En 2007 fue incluido en la Academia de la Radio del Reino Unido. 6 años más tarde fue diagnosticado de demencia y hoy día reside en County Louth, Irlanda, lugar en el que comenzó la historia de Radio Caroline. Todo tuyo, Little.
Stay with the fun. Hear all the hits on Swing and Radio England.
Our freak of the week came from a wealthy Irish family and would end up in the London Soho club scene, operating a rhythm and blues club and managing bands.
he would partner with Giorgio Gomelsky, would buy the Stones their stage equipment, give the Animals their name, and manage Alexis Corner and Georgie Fame. His name was Ronan O'Reilly, and he did not like taking no for an answer. He goes to Radio Luxembourg to get Georgie Fame some airplay, and they explain to him that all the time was bought by major labels. Yeah, it was legal in those days. That's how they did it. So he says to them, what do I have to do to get my artist played? Start my own radio station? And they laughed and threw him out. Later at a party, Ronan was discussing his frustrations with a girl who mentioned an article she had just read about the Hungarian Revolt of 1956, during which America parked a ship off the coast and broadcast rebellion into the country. Oh, the light bulb exploded. Oh, yeah, he thought. Ronan went out, got himself an old ferry called the Fredericia, and remembering a picture he had seen of President Kennedy's young daughter Caroline fooling around and generally disturbing the sanctity of the Oval Office, much to the amusement of her father, Ronan would call the vehicle of his revolution Radio Caroline. The ship began broadcasting at the 3-mile limit, offshore, Easter Sunday, 1964, and by autumn had a bigger audience than all of the BBC radio stations combined. Radio Caroline would, in effect, broadcast the British invasion back to Britain, encourage it and support it, giving it a life-sustaining energy that we could never measure. The British government would enact laws, change existing laws, intimidate him, tow him, sink him, consider assassinating him, and chase him up and down the coast. But Radio Caroline managed to stay on in one form or other right into the 80s, after all the other pirates had come and gone, and exists today in the digital format. The British invasion may never have made it to America without pirate radio, and we owe all the pirates, especially Ronan O'Reilly, our thanks, and we should learn from him. If your cause is truly righteous, do not take no for an answer, because anything is possible. Our leader, our glorious, legendary freak of the week, Ronan O'Reilly.
He was the leader. Oh, yes. What made him the leader?
Very big, very strong, a big beard and big chest and big arms, and I mean, he could kill you. He could just walk on you and you could die.
You revered him.
And we prayed to him.
You prayed.
Would you like to hear one of our prayers?
Do you remember these prayers?
Philip. Please don't take our eyes out and don't pinch us and don't hide us all.
And Philip did these things for you?
And you followed him? Yeah, right.
How long was his reign?
Not too long, because one day Philip was hit by lightning.
Oh.
And we looked up, we said, there's something bigger than Phil.
To witness will undoubtedly be one of the most unforgettable experiences of your life. All scenes were completely unrehearsed and are presented just as the eye of the camera caught them. Whether you approve or disapprove, they are real, and they're happening now in the mod world all around you.
what messed the little girl. I didn't know what I was doing. Now we all tied up and my life is ruined. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm too young to die. She's a cute little girl. She got such a wonderful mug. When she started talking, her voice but stone jug. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child because I'm too young to die. Oh yeah. What made her mad? Now look in her two brown eyes, they turn green as grass. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child because I'm too young to die. I called my baby and I told her I would be late. My baby opened the door. I looked in the barrel of a 38. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. I'm scared of that child. 'Cause I'm too young to die.
Give them their name, the animals at a Newcastle. I'm crying. An amazing composition, really. So organic, it seemed like one of their covers, didn't it? Alan Price and Eric Burden. They were the best of friends for 15 minutes. Produced by the legendary Mickey Most.
who was having huge hits with the Animals and Herman's Hermits at the same time, and then would do all of Donovan's very cool electric stuff just a year or two later. Speaking of legendary producers, Shel Talmy would work with Creation for their album or two, depending on how you measure it. How Does It Feel to Feel? The original lineup there, Kenny Pickett on vocals. Eddie Phillips, legendary guitar player. First cat to play the guitar with a bow 2 years before Jimmy Page stole the idea. Bob Garner on bass, who would then become the lead singer on their later very cool songs. And Jack Jones.
Like him, the Dirty Truckers, written by Tom Baker, produced by David Minahan. Get it from rumbarrecords.com.
I'm too young to die. Sonny Boy Williamson, the second, if you're counting. These guys were all thieves, man. Thieves. They were thieves and they loved it. He stole a cat's entire identity. The whole name, the whole thing. He didn't care. Well, he had his razor in his shoe. You weren't going to take it back either. Rice Miller, 1963, on the Chess label, of course. Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar. I hate when he's listed as Robert Lockwood Jr. It is properly Robert Jr. Lockwood. Why? Because his mother was shacked up with Robert Johnson, and they called him Robert Jr. There is no Robert Lockwood Sr. Oh, you gotta love Wayne Fontana and the Mind Benders. Why? Because they ended up on the Fontana label. Which is not where their name came from. Their name came from DJ Fontana, the drummer with Elvis Presley. It's one of those weird, psychic, kind of karmic, metaphysical things. You know, this sort of happens now and then. And they had their one hit and went home. No, they had a few things, actually. Produced by Jack Baverstock. We have some stolen treasure for you when we come back. It's all mixed in there with our coolest song in the world this week.
Nos detenemos un instante en nuestro particular clásico de la semana. Dentro de toda la música que nos propone Little Steven a lo largo del show, vamos a escuchar juntos la canción que más le ha llamado la atención esta última semana. Llegó el momento de disfrutar de la canción más chula de la semana. Nos llega desde Florida y la mayor parte de la actividad del grupo se desarrolló en las décadas de los 80 y 90. Un poco de rhythm and blues para amenizar esta fantástica noche de domingo. Ellos son Barry Whitfield and the Savages y presentaron nuevo disco a comienzos de este mes de marzo. Escuchamos la canción que abre el álbum, Slowly Losing My Mind. Todo tuyo, Little.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Boston, Massachusetts. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Barence Whitfield and the Savages. My mind, girl, you got me on the floor.
see just what you're doing to me.
Shangri-La's, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Art moving everywhere, destroyer and preserver, here, oh here, thou on whose stream mid the deep sky's commotion loose clouds like earth's decaying leaves are shed, shook from the tangled boughs of heaven and ocean angels of rain and lightning, there are spread on the blue surface of thine airy surge, like the bright hair uplifted from the head of some fierce maenad, e'en from the dim verge of the horizon to the zenith's height, the locks of the approaching storm.
Like a
was a moonless night, dark as pitch, when out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Hey!
So I says to me bosuns, batten down the mizzenmast, mateys.
Captain McAllister, isn't it a fact that you're not a real captain?
Aye.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Slowly Losing My Mind, Barrence Whitfield and the Savages out of Boston. The album is Soul Flowers of Titan, written by Sammy Faggitt. You tell me. Peter Greenberg producing. You remember Peter, guitar player from The Liars. There's a cover, and I'm sure you already know this, of Willie Wright and his Sparkles from 1960 on the Federal label. I'm sure Bill Kelly has that record. Get it from bloodshotrecords.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, Slowly Losing My Mind, by the very cool Barrence Whitfield and the Savages.
Almost as cool as Mary Weiss. The Weiss sisters got together with the Ganser sisters and formed the Shangri-Las, 1964. Yeah. Georgie Shadow Morton producing that little opus. Give him a great big kiss. And we all wanted to do that, believe me. Still do, really. Hi, Mary.
For Real. Prima Donna's new one. The album is ST. Get it on Wicked Cool Records. Eric Palmquist producing.
Sweet Soul Music, Arthur Conley. Kind of ripped it off from Sam Cooke, but it's okay. He gave him credit. We're not quite at world's end yet. We got more cool buried treasure.
Somos Rock FM.
época en la que la música era lo único que te importaba de un festival. A día de hoy, por suerte, sabes que hay mucho más. Rock FM presenta Gareth Sound Festival 2018. Un festival diferente, una experiencia de motor y rock. 8 y 9 de junio en el Auditorio Miguel Ríos de Rivas, Madrid. Con Buck Cherry y Glenn Hughes interpretando temas de Deep Purple, Danko Jones, Hardcore Superstar y muchas bandas más. Además de una cita obligada para los amantes del motor, con exhibiciones de freestyle, camiones americanos, concursos de transformación de motos, coches... The Voice of Rock, Glenn Hughes. Garage Sound Festival 2018. Tu festival perfecto. Motor y rock. Más información y entradas ya a la venta en garagesoundfest.com.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del show de esta noche. Pero antes, vamos a recordar a un pionero del rockabilly como fue el señor Johnny Burnett, quien nació un 25 de marzo, precisamente como hoy, pero de 1934 en Memphis, Tennessee. Esta noche le recordaremos con su música. Rockabilly Boogie será la canción que disfrutaremos juntos. Pero no será la única. Ramones y Bob Diddley también dejarán caer su talento por el garage. Pero no me adelanto. Dale, Little.
It is Johnny Burnett's birthday this week. One of the coolest archetype killer rockabilly rock and roll legends ever was born March 25th, 1934 in Memphis. Johnny would play rhythm guitar. Older brother Dorsey would play bass. Paul Burleson would play lead guitar, and they would become the rock and roll trio. When they recorded, it would mostly be Farris Corsi on drums and occasionally Thomas Grady Martin on second guitar. All three of the rock and roll trio were ex-boxers, and there were so many fights whenever they played, Elvis Presley called them the Dalton Gang. And while Elvis, Scotty Moore, and Bill Black would invent rockabilly, the rock and roll trio would name it and take it to an even more primal place. The train kept it rolling, Lonesome Train, Tear It Up, Rock Therapy, and the next song alone should have put them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a long time ago.
Well, it's a rock, billy boogie. A rock, billy boogie. A rock, billy boogie. A rock, billy boogie. A rock, billy boogie tonight. Well, I know a little spot on the edge of town where you can really pick them up and set them down. It's a little place called a Hideaway. You do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rock, a rockabilly boogie. A rockabilly boogie. A rockabilly boogie tonight. Kick off the shoes, getting ready to pop. They're gonna rock a billy, I'm wearing their socks. You really ain't, you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rock a billy, Bill. A rock a billy boogie. A rock a billy boogie. A rock a billy boogie tonight. Everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. Who tells old Susie he'll tear the house. But it's a rockabilly boogie. A rockabilly boogie. A rockabilly boogie tonight. I'd rock a boogie. I'd rock a boogie. I'd rock a boogie. I'd rock a boogie.
rockabilly boogie tonight.
Peachy, in your opinion, have our lives been misspent?
Well, that depends on how you look at it. I wouldn't say the world's a better place for our having lived in it.
Congratulations, you do nice work. How would you like to go on the road? On the big tour with the big road manager. We are going to make you a roadie. It's kind of like running away with the circus or shipping out on a pirate ship.
Naked sailors who pass in the night are sometimes scared shipless.
Surely die. Hello there. This is Ronan O'Reilly of Radio Caroline, and I'm here with Little Steven in the Underground Garage Show, keeping the pirate radio tradition alive.
Started with the Burnett Brothers, Johnny and Dorsey, Paul Burleson on guitar, and sometimes Thomas Grady Martin. And we have to discuss that one of these days. We don't have time tonight, but some very interesting new information about who played guitar on what songs. Farris Corsi, most likely on drums. Rockabilly Boogie should put Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without having done any other of their legendary tracks. Someday, man, right? We'll get them in, hopefully. The Ramones are already in, thank God. Yeah, yeah, it was a demo. Always a thin line with the Ramones. They elevated the art of the demo to a whole new level. Joey wrote that one, and Tommy produced it. I'm gonna find a cave. Good advice from the 45 Spider. Get it from ReverbNation.com/45 Spider. Ellis McDaniel, you can call him Bo Diddley. Mona, produced by the Chess Brothers, mostly Leonard. Jerome, on the maracas. That was the coolest thing about Bo Diddley, I tell you. I remember seeing him on TV, thinking, how cool is it just to have the cat in the band that does nothing but play maracas, right? That's the coolest. T-shirt, The Beaches, the band wrote it. Jimmy Shaw and Emily Haynes produced it. Get it from TheBeachesBand.com. And The Cream, from their coolest album, their second one, their second of three and a half, really, Disraeli Gears, which the title comes from some sort of pun having to do with an English bicycle or something, I forget. Anyway, It's the Night Away, written by Jack Bruce and Pete Brown, who were doing way too many drugs, as you can tell from the lyrics. Produced by Felix Pappalardi, an amazing band. Jack Bruce, one of the greatest bass players of all time. Eric Clapton, obviously, we know about him. And Ginger Baker, just every single beat, every single note, perfectly in place. Ginger Baker, just a joy to watch. We're keeping Ronan O'Reilly's dream alive right here in the Underground Garage.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuke. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Es hora de atracar en puerto. Espero que hayas disfrutado del show de esta noche, recordando junto a Little Steven el origen de las radios piratas en Inglaterra de la mano de Radio Caroline. Grumetes, el domingo que viene volvemos a encontrarnos a las 10 de la noche aquí en Rock FM. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te deseo una fantástica semana. Un abrazo, familia. Buenas noches, Little. Que descanses. Hasta la próxima.